was not President's Day, but Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday. For those too young to know about this and only think of President's Day, this is Lincoln's birthday. I also discovered, at least in my conversations with people as I entered the room, that there were two primary topics of conversation. One was roughly, have you ever seen this much snow in Dallas? And the other was, we don't have heat in our house, do you? Now, I think the second one was nudging for an invitation to come over and have a shower where there was hot water, but I'll let you sort that out during your luncheon conversations. The president of Southern Methodist University, Dr. R. Gerald Turner, and his wife, Gail, will be joining us shortly. Dr. Turner was scheduled to attend a funeral for one of the great friends of the university, and he and his wife have been detained slightly. They will be joining us, and we'll be here for the meal. You'll be hearing remarks from Dr. Turner in just a few minutes. There are some persons whom I want to recognize and invite you to join me in acknowledging them. Let me start with the very special people who are seated here at this table, members of the Carney family. I want you to say hello to Dr. Kim Carney, her son Peter, and his daughter, Casey, if you would please welcome. There are a number of extremely distinguished and leading figures in the room. I also want, before I get to some thanks of people who made this day possible, to introduce a very special guest of one of our table hosts. Please greet the former First Lady of the United States and trustee of Southern Methodist University, Mrs. Laura Bush. In a bit later, I'll be able to introduce Dr. Turner and Mrs. Turner to you. I hope you will welcome my wife, Naomi. There's a planning committee that worked so diligently to make this day possible, and I know they are as disappointed as some of our guests who were prevented from getting here because of the snowstorm and other circumstances attended to it. There are people whose tree limbs have blocked access to roads, for example, and they simply can't get out of their own garage. There are people who'd planned to come from various places in North Texas, including a delegation from Wichita Falls, and they sent their regrets to me this morning. But I do want to introduce you to the members of the planning committee, and I'm going to read all their names and then have you greet them. I'm going to ask each person to stand and remain standing till I've introduced all of the planning committee. First, the individual on the planning committee who initiated the idea of having such an event, and that's Talmadge Boston. Talmadge, if you will stand and remain standing. The other members of the planning committee include Nita Clark, Dodie Crockett. Nita's one of the people not here, right? Yeah, it's a funny thing when you push that button on the garage door opener and nothing happens. We regret Nita can't be here. Dodie Crockett, Rena Peterson, and Holly Philbin, who is also not able to be here. We're glad their spouses are here. Please thank the planning committee. A second group, formative in this event, includes members of the Perkins School of Theology Executive Board. I'm going to list their names. I don't know if all of them have been able to make the journey to be here, but let me mention their names and invite as many as are present to stand. The following members of the Perkins School of Theology Executive Board include Bryce Beard, John Bell, Isabel Calora, Dodie Crockett, John Croft, Mark Cullum, Bob Danels, Judy Gibbs, Tom Locke, Catherine Lyle, Mike McKee, Jane Wetzel, And I know Kay Yeager has already sent her regrets and can't be here. Please join me in thanking the members of the executive board. One other person was scheduled to be here, and I believe has not made it from the executive board, and that's Don Winspear. But we will thank him as well. This afternoon, we have scheduled with our special guest, Dr. White, a symposium on the SMU campus at Perkins School of Theology. Two members of the SMU faculty are participating in that symposium. We are going to have it. Both people who show up are going to have a wonderful conversation. But we actually have enlisted two members of the SMU faculty to participate in this open forum, a symposium with our special guest. They include Dr. Charles Curran, who had indicated he would not be able to be here, and Dr. Rebecca Miles, and I believe Becca is here. There she is. Thank you, Becca. Now, there are other members of the Perkins faculty and staff whose names I will not list, but they are present in various places around the room. Please, if you're a member of the Perkins School of Theology faculty or administrative staff, please stand. And we also have some Perkins students in the room, and I want to invite all of them to stand and be recognized as well. It gives me great pleasure now to introduce to you a member of the Executive Board of Perkins School of Theology and one of the co-chairs of the Campaign Steering Committee for Perkins and a Perkins alum. Please welcome Dodie Crockett.
You know, if Perkins gave merit badges, we should all get one for today. I'm just going to throw something else out. I don't know, an extra degree or anything like that. But I'm Dodie Crockett, and beginning in the spring of 1999 and continuing for 4.5 years, I led a double life. By day, I went to work in a suit where I lead a team of 8 as wealth managers in Dallas, helping families steward their wealth. By night, I would sneak into the closet and change into my blue jeans and head for the campus of Perkins School of Theology, where I became a very passionate and dedicated student. I studied with amazing professors and amazing other students who were preparing themselves to be ministers of word and sacrament. And I also studied with other people like me, who I found were doctors and lawyers and designers and family therapists, all who care deeply about enriching their lives through very rigorous study at Perkins. I am so pleased to say that I think what we ended up with was not only a deeper theological understanding, but I think we're better doctors and lawyers and wealth managers from the experience of that. I realized while I was there that Perkins is a wonderful resource, not only for those seeking ordination, but also for those who seek to be faithful leaders in all walks of life. Today's lecture celebrates that group, those who live and do their work in the public eye outside the church, yet carry their faith without fanfare into their business day and decisions. Public life, private faith, inspired a series of lunches pairing a local business leader with a Perkins professor to reflect on those issues. So far, we've heard from Don Williams and Maureen Dickey, and look forward to our next luncheon at Perkins, featuring attorney, civic leader, and SMU trustee Mike Boone. Each year, we will culminate our study with this luncheon, hosting a speaker of international note in support of Perkins. Thank you, Dean Lawrence. Thank you, Dr. Turner, when you arrive, for the opportunity to serve. Thank you to everyone who braved this weather to be here today. Thank you for the family, to the family of Dr. Fred Kearney, who gave us this opportunity. I hope, my sincere hope and prayer, is that you will be inspired and blessed, as I have been, to be a supporting member of the Perkins family. And now I have the pleasure of welcoming Cassandra Wilson to the podium, an MDiv student seeking ordination in her third year with Perkins, to offer our blessing.
Good afternoon. Can we get in a posture of prayer, please? Gracious God, we come into your presence with praise on our lips and gratitude in our hearts, giving you thanks for this glorious winter day and for your promise to always be in our midst. We've gathered together today to be enriched through the public life private faith lectures and to be inspired to think and serve in new ways through the work of our brother, Dr. Ronald C. White, Jr. We thank you, Lord, for the life and legacy of those whose public lives have been empowered by their personal faith in you, God. Now, as your faithful people, we lift up our praise and gratitude to you for this food. May it nourish our bodies. And may this time that we spend together bless us with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. May we, Lord, honor you in all our ways. Keep us now. In the name of Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen.